1 to 11. The visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. Amen.
We saw the star rise in the heavens and came to worship him. These were wise men, learned men, who followed the star until the star stopped right over where Jesus the boy was staying. They saw the star and they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw Christ with his mother Mary. And they bowed down and worshipped him. Notice before they did anything else, they bowed down and worshipped this infant king. These men knew nothing of Jesus, these wise men from the far east, but because they were so learned and studied the stars and the constellations, they knew that something miraculous had happened by their discernment and by their understanding. And they knew they had to go to see and to find out this wonderful happening. How many people would have done so at that time? Whether we are children or adults, the truth is the same. Christmas goes beyond the festivities and focuses on Christ the child. Today, that is what we focus on. Today, that's what is so important. We give our children and each other in love Christmas presents to celebrate Christmas Day. But behind it all, it is a celebration of this miraculous happening, the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary, who came into this world to give us life, life eternal. These three wise men knew the child was someone special. A baby born to be the shepherd king. And so they brought themselves three most valuable gifts that one could give anyone at that time. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We know today, of course, that gold is the most valuable possession that anybody could have today. And any country has to have gold reserves to stand by, to support them, and to protect them as a country. Such is the value of gold. Precious and very expensive. What more could you give a king born to be the shepherd king other than gold? Frankincense and myrrh, perfumed oils, only found in the Far East at that time. Something so precious, something so rare. What else could they bring them but something so valuable as frankincense and myrrh? It would fill the room with beauty, such a perfume that only the few could ever afford. It's like giving a gift of the most expensive perfume to your loved one, costing hundreds of pounds. We can't even begin to think how much those wise men gave Christ, the Christ child. Treasures to honor Jesus, who is our King, our Shepherd, and our Friend. The Son of God that came that we may have life, and have life to the full. No one amongst us this morning, I'm sure, could afford to give anyone such as gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So what could we, if we were asked, and if Jesus was here today, what could we really give him as a gift? Have you ever thought of what we could actually buy or give Jesus a gift to say how much we love him, how much we worship him, and how much we stand in awe of him like the three wise men? Have you ever given that any thought? What could we actually give him this morning? What could we give him today? If I were a shepherd, as poor as I am, I could give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what could I give him, as poor as I am? What could we give him, as poor as we are? I could give him, we could give him, we could give him our hearts. May we all gather here this morning as we celebrate this special day with loved ones and friends, and celebrate the birth of Christ. May we just stop and think how precious he is into our own lives, and say, Lord God, as I celebrate your birth today, I renew myself and I give you my heart today and forever, and I bow down and worship you, my Saviour, my King, my Shepherd and Friend. May we think of that today as we celebrate today with loved ones and friends. He doesn't ask for any gold. He doesn't ask for any frankincense. He doesn't ask for a bouquet of flowers from us. All he wants from you and me is for you and me to give him our hearts. Let's do that today. Amen.